Being the banker, he's got a slight advantage in the play, but knowing that I'm making a dead set at him, and not knowing, I hope, my capital, is bound to play on his nerves a bit, so I'm hoping that we start about equal. He paused while the strawberries came and the avocado pear. For a while they ate in silence. Then they talked of other things while the coffee was served. They smoked. Neither of them drank brandy or a liqueur. Finally, Bond felt it was time to explain the actual mechanics of the game. "It's a simple affair," he said, "and you'll understand it at once if you've ever played 21, where the object is to get cards from the banker which add up more closely to a count of 21 than his do. In this game I get 2 cards, and the banker gets 2, and unless anyone wins outright, either or both of us can get 1 more card. The object of the game is to hold 2 or 3 cards, which together count 9 points, or as nearly 9 as possible. Court cards and 10s count nothing. Aces, 1 each. Any other card, its face value. It is only the last figure of your count that signifies, so 9 plus 7 equals 6, not 16. The winner is the one whose count is nearest to 9. Draws are played over again." Vesper listened attentively, but she also watched the look of abstract passion on Bond's face. "Now," Bond continued, "when the banker deals me my 2 cards, if they add up to 8 or 9, they're a natural, and I turn them up and I win, unless he has an equal or a better natural. If I haven't got a natural, I can stand on a 7 or a 6, perhaps ask for a card, or perhaps not, on a 5, and certainly ask for a card if my count is lower than 5. 5 is the turning point of the game. According to the odds, the chances of bettering or worsening your hand if you hold a 5 are exactly even. Only when I ask for a card or tap mine to signify that I stand on what I have can the banker look at his. If he has a natural, he turns them up and wins. Otherwise he is faced with the same problems as I was. But he is helped in his decision to draw or not to draw a 3rd card by my actions. If I have stood, he must assume that I have a 5, 6, or 7. If I have drawn, he will know that I had something less than a 6, and I may have improved my hand or not with the card he gave me. And this card was dealt to me face up. On its face value and a knowledge of the odds, he will know whether to take another card or to stand on his own. So he has a very slight advantage over me. He has a tiny help over his decision to draw or to stand. But there is always one problem card at this game. Shall one draw or stand on a 5? And what will your opponent do with a 5? Some players always draw, or always stand. I follow my intuition. But in the end," Bond stubbed out his cigarette and called for the bill, "it's the natural 8s and 9s that matter, and I must just see that I get more of them than he does."